Hold up.
Scat. Wait a minute, I'm busy with some scat.
Well, it's time for you to do your intro, and you're on the air,
shit.
So.
I'm on. Good evening,
people.
Ram, I'm going to do my introduction, so shut up! All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another episode of The Art of Phone Larking. This time, believe it or not, with Jihad and Ice Goose. Can't believe it. He's actually here. Well, he's not really here because he had to take a piss, so he'll be here in just a second. But anyways, he's here tonight. We have some cool stuff lined up for you. Last week, I thought the dating calls went excellent. So we're going to do some more of those tonight. We're going to call back that second girl, because she had something come up and she said she was still really, really interested. So I promised her I'd call back. So we're going to call her back. And then I got like 9 other numbers.
Marijuanas.
And there's Ice Goose. Yeah. How you doing, Goose?
I'm doing good. How's everybody else doing?
They're doing well.
Good. Fucking though. Fucking. Anyways.
Okay. Anyways, so anybody else trying to add you right now? Right now we got... Nope. 1, 2, 3, 4 people. We had a couple more, but they dropped out. Where's Ken? No Ken?
No.
Where's Ken? Ken has to be around. That's part of Ken's thing, is he's on everybody's show all the time. If Ken isn't on our show, then there's something wrong.
I know. Where the fuck is he?
Alright, I'm gonna spam the room, you guys, with
I need to shower. Why do you need to shower? No, you don't need to shower. Your friends aren't real. or we can't smell you.
God damn it. Why did my colors mess up? There we are. There we go. All right. Go to Skype. Add that name if you want to be on the show.
He's going to.
If you want to be on that show, add that name. All right, guys.
Add that name and don't kick you out.
Yes. I will kick you back. I have half ops.
Yeah, I will kick you back. Half ops. I had normal ops until it somehow got taken away from me. So.
You took the summer off.
Oh, Ken left. Ken left.
Yeah. He actually left the chat room?
Yeah.
Oh. Maybe he went to go bang some chick. He maybe went to track down that girl last week who was very impressed with the fact he was a doctor.
Yeah, and then realized that there's some other people who wanted to take her to a trailer.
All right, anybody else try to add you yet? No?
Nope.
Okay. Enigma. We have some different people on tonight. We got Lux, we got Ram, and we got Enigma. And of course,
hey,
we
what's
got,
going on?
How's it going? You want to do some calls with us?
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah, you can just ask them that, just so you guys got some good hookups on weed. I don't care. You get 60 seconds to weird these people out, so don't be scared. So if you guys are ready.
I don't know who this is, but I'm adding them.
All right. That doesn't matter.
Who's
Preston Stevens.
Who's that?
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. It's Porch Monkey. That's me.
Porch Monkey. Okay,
yeah. Porch Monkey, you ready to call some people and weird them out for 60 seconds?
Yeah, sure.
It's pretty easy. You get 60 seconds, and all you got to do is not break the normal rules. Don't threaten to kill them. And
all the typical stuff that would break the law.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Just don't threaten to kill them.
Threaten and...
Okay.
It's okay to offer your body for sex. So if you have nothing else to go off of, just offer your body for sex. Offer your body for money. Tell these ladies that you will sleep with them for $100. So I don't care what you do. Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and start posting numbers. We're going to call this chick back. The good thing about this one is I hope Hillcock shows up because he was fucking hilarious last week. If he doesn't show up, so be it. So, all right, John, you about ready?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and, oh, and just to throw out the basic rules, if you've never been on this before, I'm sure you guys probably heard last week, but basically, don't talk out of turn. I will call your name. Preston Stevens, is that your real name, or do you want me to use like an alias?
I asked my real name, but I guess you can call me whatever you want, really.
I'll call you Steve Stevenson.
Okay.
So I'll basically just call out your name in a way that you'll recognize it. Oh, Spray, cool.
Right.
And just don't talk out of turn because it's did you listen last week?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got everybody in here should probably have a pretty good idea of what we're doing. So okay. I'm gonna go ahead and play host on this one, John.
All right. Pretty much I don't care if you jump in on mine, the only person who can jump in on mine is Enigma. And Sloth to play background music. And I request that Sloth play some weird background music. So.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right. What's this lady's name again? Cheyenne.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been...
Go ahead and call back. Maybe we'll get her to answer the second one. Otherwise, we'll just try her a little bit later. She was pretty eager to call back, or to get back on. I think she had like some important call come through last week. You calling her back? There we go. Ah, Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken's already done talk to her. Bitch better answer. If not, I'll get the next one ready.
I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead and hang up. Here's your next one. We'll try Cheyenne later because she was pretty funny. What's that?
I'm going to hang up on Ken.
Why? What happened?
He was not answering.
Oh, okay.
Beg it.
We need Dr. Ken. He's our anchor to make these people think it's legit for 2 seconds. All right. All right, you calling that new one?
Yep.
Okay. Elizabeth.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 518.
Hang up. All right. We'll try her again in a minute. Sometimes that's why I hate people, because they don't answer their phones. Don't put your number out there if you're not expecting phone calls. There's another one. This is Lorona.
Calling the 5-1-something.
Yeah. Oh. Hello.
Hello, is this Elizabeth?
My ass is calling.
This is Ryan Token from Giant Casting Agency. You responded to a Craigslist ad that we had posted.
To what?
There was a Craigslist ad we posted. We were looking for game show contestants.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi. Okay, now you know who I am, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry,
okay.
It's just kind of late.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're on the West Coast, and we're trying just to call when people are, you know, when people are home, because we're actually doing like a an exercise right now to kind of filter through people.
Okay.
So if you have 10, 15 minutes of your time, I would appreciate it.
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So just to be straight, you were interested. Was it which game? Were you interested in 60 Seconds to Love?
Yes, all of them.
Oh, excellent. Okay. Yeah, I'm just reading off my database here, and it said interested in all game shows, so I just want to make sure you're interested in this one, because this is the one we're actually casting on tonight. So what we're doing is an interesting little project, so we can basically, in a mass way, observe a lot of different people at once. And so what we're doing is we're kind of doing, you could almost say it's like a phone practice round. And so
right.
we actually I'm one of like 15, maybe 20 people right now in the call center who are calling individuals, and then those individuals, I'm basically your observer. So what I want to do is put you on for 60 seconds with several different individuals, and then
okay.
what I do is I ask you some general questions after that, and then you answer them to me, and then based on your interactions with them, I will also be, you know, judging and grading you. So there's no right or wrong answer. We're just looking. We don't want to get a bunch of the same type of people. We want to have, you know, a good mix of different people for the show.
Right.
Fair enough?
Yep.
Okay. So if you're ready, I can go ahead and see who's available mail-wise on the system. And basically, just to give you a heads up, I'll give you 60 seconds approximately. I try not to cut people off in mid-sentence, but sometimes I have to if it just keeps going too long. But I'm not allowed to intervene. So all I'm allowed
okay.
to do is observe. So, I mean, even if it isn't, if it's somebody great and you feel like talking to them longer, sorry I had to cut you off. And if it's some weirdo and they just aren't meshing with you, it's only 60 seconds. So.
Okay.
Okay. Let me see who we have available. It looks like I'm looking for who's not already on a phone right now. All right, we have Steven Peterson. Steven Peterson. So I will go ahead and connect you guys. I will say hello, making sure both of you are on the line, and then I will say go, and that's when the time starts.
And all I do is ask him questions?
Yeah, you guys just go back and forth and talk to each other, and I'm just basically observing you. Somebody else is observing Steven, so, you know, that's just – and it's kind of a little different, a little weird, but it's a way we can mass go through a lot of people at once and kind of look for the right people based on scores.
Okay.
Okay, so let me go ahead and see. Steve Peterson? Preston Peterson?
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, okay, good. He got through. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go and begin.
Okay.
Okay,
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Okay, how old are you? So, how old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 21. I live in Albany.
Okay.
And where are you from?
I'm in Ohio, and I'm 18.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And what do you like to do for fun?
Bang chicks.
Okay. You like them thick, small, tall?
Small with plump butts.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you do for a career?
I work at Mickey D's. Where do you work at?
Right now, I'm working as a home health aide.
Oh, okay.
40 hours a week.
See you help.
And yep. Time. Okay. All right, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect Steve and then ask you some basic questions. The first question I like to ask is just a basic, like, in a couple of words, can you describe Steve? They don't have to necessarily be positive or anything.
I think he's very childish, and he needs to get a better career because he's just too lame for me.
Okay, fair enough. Charm, this goes into I go through some 1 through 10 questions here, 1 being the worst, 10 being good. Charm?
1.
1?
0.
Honesty?
A 2.
2? Humor?
0.
0? Okay, well, I got to put a 1. I can't go below that.
Yeah.
And if you had to estimate his penis size, how big do you think it would be? How long?
It would be probably less than 3 inches long. I think he lies on his penis.
All right. Less than 3 inches. Okay, great. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go on to our next person. I got to see who is available. Dean 1 the second. I think that's what they got here. Dean 1 the second. Agmigna. Dina Migna, okay. Are you there? Mr. Enigma? Okay. I'm going to have to, for some reason, it's not working there. All right. We're going to go ahead and go to Nikki Spray. Nikki Spray, are you there?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, there he is. And Nick Spray?
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and patch you through, and you guys may begin now.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, my name is Nick Spray, and I'm a security guard at the local mall, and I'm going to have to arrest you for stealing my heart. But that's That's actually a joke, because we can't really arrest people at the mall.
Oh. Well, thank you. I have a question. What's your wildest fantasy?
Well, one of my wildest fantasies would be to put the two my favorite things together, eat and have sex at the same time, like a sandwich or something, like a club sandwich.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Very, very, you know, hearty, I guess.
Yeah, I mean,
okay. It's
definitely taboo in my culture to do something like that.
Okay.
It's not
now,
allowed.
Now, what has been the craziest thing you've ever done in bed with a woman?
Well, one time when I was with a woman, I had to do it through a hole in the sheet because of my cultural upbringing.
And time. All right, I'm gonna go ahead and disconnect Nick. All right, he's disconnected.
Cool.
How would you, in words, how would you describe him in a few words?
I think he's very nice. He seems like he has a pretty good career, like he's trying to do something with his life.
Okay.
But I don't like that whole religion thing.
Okay. Honesty. 1 through 10, 10 being the best.
Plus an 8.
Okay. Humor.
I would give that a 5.
5, okay. And, oh, I missed one. Charm.
7.
7, okay, 7, 8, 5. That's not bad. And would you estimate his penis size is?
About a 6.5.
6.5. All right. All right, let's move on to the next one. Let's see who I got available. Kyle Lexington. Kyle, are you there?
Hello.
Hello? Okay, and you guys may begin.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Liz.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Liz.
My name is Kyle. My name is Kyle.
Hi, nice to meet you, Kyle. And how old are you, Kyle?
So, about me, I'm 19. And I'm a director, actually. Have you heard of the Speed movie? The Speed movie series?
Speed movie? Yes.
Well, see, I'm directing the 2015 Speed 3. It's the sequel to Speed 2, Cruise Control. And I shouldn't be telling you this, but basically it's going to be starring Eminem and Sandra Bullock. And the plot's going to revolve around them being stuck on a motorized lawnmower. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's my job. What do you do? Do you do something better than that?
In a way, yes, because I like to help others. I'm a home health aide.
That's not better than directing Speed 3 with Eminem. You're a failure in life.
Okay, I think you are too, because I think you're lying.
No, I'm rich.
Who's 18 directing a movie?
And time. Time. I'm going to go ahead and... That was an interesting one. I disconnected Kyle. Okay. How would you describe him in words?
He's an asshole that can go suck something crazy.
That's funny. Charm.
Oh, if you could put down 0, I would love you.
I could go 1. I could go 1.
Yeah.
Honesty.
A 1.
All right.
Humor. Movie.
How about humor?
A 1. 1.
Okay. And estimated penis size?
Gosh, less than a half. No, I'm just playing 3.
3 inches, okay. Yeah, okay, well, that was really good. I like how you responded really good, so, because we're... That was
yeah,
a different
I'm not
type.
Negative.
I'll admit there's a few different type out here. Sometimes you'll get lucky and find a nice one, and other times it's just somebody who responded to a Craigslist ad. So very good so far. All right, let's move on.
Let's
see who we got. We got Dr. Ken Kniet.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and start the call, and go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? I'm Liz, what's your name?
My name is Ken, Ken Kniff. Yeah, he kind of butchered the name a little bit.
It's all good. How are you tonight?
Doing pretty well, just got off of work not too long ago, so just kind of relaxing, and got a phone call from these guys at the casting agency.
Okay, cool.
You know, I thought I'd try this type of thing out. I'm, you know, thinking about getting a divorce from my wife and trying to line something else up before I go through with that. I don't want any downtime or anything.
Yeah, I hear that, yo.
You know, she's already going to try to take half my money, so you got to line up some hot chicks or something like that.
Right. Now, if there's one thing that you would look for in a woman, just one thing, what would you look for?
Definitely... being established, you know, knowing what they want to do in life, helping people, you know, since I'm in the medical field.
Right. I'm a home health aide.
Oh, well, that's fantastic.
I think we match right there.
I believe so, too. You know, I really wouldn't have went to medical school except for, you know, my friends wanted me to, you know, go so I would write them some scripts and stuff. So they actually paid for me to go to medical school. And, whatever, they helped me, I helped them type of thing.
Right. That's great. Any questions you got for me?
Okay.
Before the timer's up?
Yep, timer's up. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect Dr. Ken. A few words.
He is awesome, and I like him.
Awesome. All right. Charm?
He is a 10.
10. Very good. Honesty?
He is a 10.
10. And humor?
He is a 9, I guess.
9.
I laughed a little bit. He didn't tell no jokes.
Estimated penis size?
Maybe a 7.5.
7.5. Okay. Very well. Okay, let's see who else I got available right now. Ram Sasso. Ram Sasso? Ram? Hello, Ram?
Hello.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and connect you guys again.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
Hi, I'm Liz. I'm 21. How are you?
Hi, my name is Jordan Baker. That was like my nickname for these type of speed dating. So what do you do?
I'm a home health aide. I help people in their homes, you know, assist them. And what do you do?
I work in AT&T.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So do you like to party out with guys?
Do I like to party out with guys?
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I could party, but I'm not for old, like, showing with guys like that. I go out once in a while. What about you?
I like to party, too, with girls, and I like to try to chat them up for drinks, and, I don't know. Okay, I'm done. Help me, help me, help me.
All right, okay. Time. Okay, that was different. Okay, words?
Yeah. He's weird. He has a pretty good career, though, I guess.
Okay, charm?
He's a 3.
3? Honesty?
Yeah. A 4.
4? Humor?
A 1.
1? And estimated penis size?
A 6.
6. Okay, I believe I got... Just a second, I gotta clear my throat. Okay, I believe I got a couple more here. Looks like that Mr. Enigma. Let's see if he's actually available or if he's just kind of jammed up on the lines. Enigma, Rob Enigma. Yeah, I think that one's just kind of jammed. All right, let's see if I got you another one here. John Holman.
Oh, yes. Hello.
All right. And you guys may begin.
Oh, hi. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Liz. And you?
Oh, my name is John Holloman. He boxed that pretty bad. Yeah. I work at the corporate office for fishing industries.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
What do you do?
I'm a home health aide. I assist people in their homes and, you know, help them out.
Do you, like, clean their diapers or something?
If needs be, but mainly
shit.
I don't do that. I've only done that once.
Oh, really?
Not
how,
fun.
How bad
yeah, it's not
smelled.
Fun.
No.
Oh,
you have,
God.
You have to wipe
You tell
it.
Me. What do you think?
I don't know. I don't wipe people's asses for a living. They wipe mine.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure your shit stinks, though.
No.
It stinks.
No, I eat protein healthy food. I don't have stinky poops.
Aw.
Anyways.
Oh, just shit flowers.
Yeah. So anyways, what positions do you like?
I was, you know, from the side, back.
From the side?
I'm all over, you know, everything.
Boring. See, I'm into, like, whips and chains and stuff. I don't know if you're into that.
Oh, no, I'm into that, too.
Oh, you're into that, too?
BDSM.
Yeah.
BDSM. Yes.
Like, giving me a blowjob, would you straight up bite me? I'd be down with
I'm
that.
I'm sorry?
Would you bite me?
If bite you?
Yeah, you give me a blowjob?
Well, no, I wouldn't bite you, because if I bit you, I probably would just bite it off. You know,
ooh.
You told me to bite someone.
Ooh, I like that. So you got you a bad girl? You a bad girl? Is that what it is?
At the night, after midnight, you know.
After midnight, are you like a vampire? Vampire that wipes people's
Maybe.
Asses.
All right, there we go.
Maybe.
Time. All right, I'm gonna disconnect John. All right, why don't you go ahead and give me some words about him?
He is a freak. Oh man, he's freaky in the sheets.
Freaky in the sheets. Okay. Charm.
He is about a 7.5.
7.5. Honesty.
He was very honest, so I have to say 10. He just came out of there.
Humor.
He's a 10. I don't know anybody that would just up and just say that.
Estimated penis size.
I don't know. He might just seem like he used dildos, so I don't know. But 7.5?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. Let's see if I got anybody else available here.
Keep them coming.
All right. I have, let's see. Got to wait for these people. Looks like there are a couple clearing out here. Looks like I got Jayad St. Clair. Jayad? Yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, I'm Liz. How are you?
Good.
Okay, how old are you?
44.
44? Oh, you older man. I'm 21.
Yeah, I'm still young at heart. I had to give up about 25 years of my life.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I know. Doing time and Sing Sing ain't no joke either.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah,
so what are you looking for on this?
Looking for a woman, one that'd make me feel happy. You ever have to look a man in the eye when he's dying at the knife that's on your hand?
Right.
Have you ever had to do that?
No, I haven't.
Then you don't know what it's like to be locked up for that period of time.
You're right, I don't know what it's like to be locked up for that period of time. I know what it's like to go through.
I have made love to many men while I was locked up. Many men.
Oh, so you're bi. That's pretty kinky.
No, in the prison, everybody's just like that. I can't stand men. They smell bad and they stink. I need a woman.
Oh, so you just tried to do the gay thing for a little bit?
No, I just had to insert my dominance and a few other things into some fools who thought they were better than me. Time. Okay, that was... might be the weirdest one.
That's really weird.
Yep. Okay, so... Jayad, a few words?
He's gay, and I don't mess with gay men. He can't sit there and claim he's straight wanting a girl if you just got a dick in the butt.
All right. Okay. I can't disagree with that. Charm.
Oh my gosh, a one.
Honesty?
He was 10, I guess. He was telling the truth.
Yeah, I mean, no matter how weird a weirdo is, if they're being straight up about it, I guess it's honest. And humor.
A one. That was not funny.
All right. Estimated penis size?
A 5.
5, okay. Well, let me see if anybody else is available. Otherwise, typically, this is about how many that we do for a person. I like to get 8 in, but I just don't know if I could... I could see if... Mr. Igma? Are you there? I just checking him again. Apparently not. Let me see. Let me look through. I would much rather have you do 8, because that's how I've been judging people on 8s, but I don't know if I have any available. Let's see. Sloth Durr? Is there a Sloth Durr? I'm not sure if that's a real name or if it's just Sloth Durr? Is it, no, I guess not. All right. Let me try. Let me see. Going through these names, there's so many that are in calls right now that either they already marked blue, which means you talk to them, or their name set just apparently, I don't know, it's like the system gets turned on. All right, let's try. Brad.
Carter? I'm here.
Okay, cool. We got one more for you then. Okay,
it's Carter.
Oh, Brad Carter. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry about that. Okay, and you guys may begin.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Brad Carter. I'm Liz.
Oh, hey, Liz. I'm Brad Carter.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. How old are you? I'm 24, sort of.
I'm 21.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the weird thing about me is my I was born on a leap year, so technically I'm only 6 years old. and that's the weird thing. Like, I'm a registered sex offender, but, like, technically she was older than me. Because, I mean, she was 9 years old, but she was an older woman when you look at it from the whole leap year thing. And I tried to explain that to the judge, and they would not listen. And if you ask me, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. I should not be a registered sex offender.
So you were 6 and she was 9 when it happened?
Yeah. Well, no, this was just a couple of years ago. But technically, I was 6. You know? So it doesn't make sense that I would be convicted for that and have to register for the rest of my life.
Well, was it consensual? Did she want to have a sex with you?
Oh, yeah, she totally wanted it.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, she was really into it.
Oh, okay.
She's an older woman, you know?
Yeah.
Technically.
So what's the craziest thing you've ever done sexually?
Oh, with her?
Not with her. I'm just talking about in general.
Don't get me started.
And time.
So let me know.
And time. Okay. How would you describe Brad in words?
He should probably go back to jail.
All right. Jail, no. That'll be.
Yeah.
Charm?
A 1.
1. Honesty?
A 10. And he didn't make sense. How you think you're going on leap here?
Don't know. Humor?
I would give him an 8 because he just had me laughing.
Okay. And estimated penis size?
A 4.
4-inch. Okay. I believe, let's see, I'm going to give you 1 extra because I like it. You're doing a really good job at, I'm sorry you're getting so many dang weirdos, but it's kind of
It's fine. I love it.
All right. Jordan Baker? Jordan, are you available?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
What's your name?
I'm Liz. How are you? What's your name?
I don't think we need to share names.
Huh?
My name's Jordan, but I don't think names are important.
Oh, okay.
So,
what do you like...
Finish up. Say what
do you like to do?
Goddamn talk.
You don't give a fuck?
Oh, I'm fucking right now.
Oh, you're fucking right now?
Yeah.
Oh, what you fucking? Is she hot?
I'm fucking... You're a dumb bitch.
Huh? Oh, that's cool. You enjoy yourself.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and stop that call. I basically bailed on you. I'm not quite sure why. All right. Well, I guess we're going to go ahead and wrap up your interview. I thought you did pretty well. We're going to compare your scores. Basically, they are also scoring you, so those scores get taken into consideration along with my score. And then, in the end, we... we choose a handful of people to go on to round two. So if you are chosen, we will contact you, and we will do a second round.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, you have yourself a good night.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Jordan, you need to join faster, goddammit.
You just got your ass owned.
I was trying to read, but I was Jordan. All of a sudden, I see Jordan's name there, and then he doesn't talk, and Enigma's not talking.
Well, Enigma told you at the beginning that he was gone.
Oh, what's he doing on the show?
I just left him on there when he joins back.
You got to feel free to kick him if you need spots.
Oh, no, we don't need spots. I just wasn't sure why he came on if he did, but I see. He's going to join later. Go ahead and post your name again in the chat room a bunch of times. I'm going to throw out another advertisement. If anybody wants to join in on this fun, feel free to jump on in, get a hold of us.
Girls with big butts.
John, can you post it?
I already did.
Feel free to join the big penis club with me and Ice Goose.
Yeah, 7.5.
Yeah.
I was hoping that she'd whip me with chains, you know? Just beat me senseless. That's what I was trying to get at.
Okay.
She'd beat me senseless.
So there's a name. Feel free to add. I'll throw you guys in the middle of this shit. I just don't want to sit around idle for too long, so let me go ahead and...
Where's Hillock? I need Hillock.
No shit, man. That dude's crazy and he's creative at the same time, and we need him. I decided to jump in there because I thought we needed a little bit of weirdo-ness.
Totally couldn't tell it wasn't you or anything, though.
No.
It sounded just like me?
Yeah.
Someone called
me an asshole in the chat for using the information that she was in home health. I've been playing Dr. Kniff for weeks now. I wasn't using jack shit.
Okay, guys, we're going to do another one.
All right, give me the number.
There you go.
Are we going to end up calling her at the end of the show? Or?
No.
Well, don't ask questions.
We're going to call back?
Hey,
no.
we got to get Sloth to do one.
Yeah, I wanted Sloth to jump in. This is Lorana.
I thought Goose was going to start the kink. Fuck yeah.
I was trying, but it's...
All right, guys. Hey, we're dialing. Back.
Hello?
Hi, is this Lorona?
Yes, this is her.
Hi, this is Ryan Token. I'm calling from Jayad Talent Agency. You had responded to a Craigslist ad for game show auditions?
Oh, I did. Oh, okay. I applied for so many stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, let me go ahead and remind you what it is. Basically, we put an ad out. We were looking for game show contestants for several different game shows, and the one that you responded to was...
Oh, yeah, I did. Yep. I remember that. Now that you say game shows, I do remember. Okay.
And so 60 Seconds to Love was the name of this game show? Okay. All right, good. Then we're on the right page. All right. Now, how do I pronounce it? Is it Lorana?
Lorana, yes.
Lorana. Okay, thank you. All right, Lorana, do you have 10, 15 minutes just for a basic interview, and then we're actually doing a pretty interesting exercise tonight.
I'm on my way to a club. Is there any way you can call me in the morning?
Well, we do evening calls based on the fact of what our exercise is. Our exercise, we're actually going to do some test rounds with some males and see how your interaction is for 60 seconds with each of the males, and then we would grade you and you'd grade the males, and then the people who are observing the males would then, you know, they would also get a score on you. So we're just basically trying to put together scorecards for potential contestants. So it only really kind of works at night because there's more people available at night.
Right.
So is this something you have time for, or you can't do it tonight?
Yeah, I can't do it tonight. I know tomorrow night I should be able to do it. Yeah.
We'll try to give you a call back. There's no promises. Once we get what we consider our you know, a full roster, then we'd kind of just let the rest hang. So we'll go ahead and we'll try, and then you know, hopefully we don't fill up our cards tonight, and then we can go ahead and get a hold of you.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you. Bye bye.
Dr. Ken does not get into that dark meat.
Well, Dr. Ken, then you're going to have to tell them that, because there is definitely a couple of African-American women tonight. Oh, here is another one. Her name is Angela, and she's a plus-size model.
I didn't get my PhD degree to go backwards in fucking life.
Yeah. Oh, all right, man.
All right, there's our next one. And again, anybody, if you want in, man, this is open for anybody. I want Roy to get in. That was brilliant, Roy. I enjoyed it. So feel free to jump back in. Did you get that number? Ah, there we are. What's this one say, Angela? Make me mad, bad.
You have reached.
Hang up, go back.
Angela.
Hang up, go back. Try again.
Go back where?
Call again. You've been way too long, man. You forgot the method. Or either that, or I'm just saying things all confusing, like. Didn't say call back. I said go back. Click backspace.
Yeah, it's drunk.
No, but I had a great show when I was.
You have reached.
All right, just hang up on her. So, Jordan Baker, you're Ram, aren't you?
Huh?
Okay, I thought so. Okay, now we're gonna call Nikki. Answer.
You have reached the voicemail box of 5179.
Ah, shit.
What's wrong, John?
Ah, shit. Ah, shit.
The hell's going on over there?
Ah, shit. Give me a number.
Oh, I was going to just say call that one back real quick.
Marijuana is.
Ask her how many marijuanas she smokes a day. That's a funny way to do it.
Sloth, I don't have any beer. I'm relying on Fireball and you only had one beer, you little bitch.
I don't give a shit.
Ah, shit. Where are my fucking glasses?
Yeah. You have
reached the voicemail box of 51.
All right, here's a new one.
This is bullshit.
No kidding, man. I'm going to run out of these numbers.
Hey, Sloth, what kind of beard did you have?
This is Kerry.
More Troganator, obviously.
Troganator? I've never even heard of that.
I've told you about it like 70 times.
Sounds gay.
Mr. Ice, can you hit that new number?
Just thinking, what is an ISA server? Oh, Matt's not going to be on. Matt's not going to be on.
Who's Matt?
Hillock?
Oh, well, that's stupid. Why is he not going to be on?
He doesn't have a mic. He doesn't have a mic. Oh, I already told you that, didn't I?
Tell him, unless he's dead in a box, he does not have a good excuse.
He's watching a movie, too. So.
This is important stuff. I'm just kidding. He already contributed pretty well to some other ones. Mute. Getting ridiculous.
Hey, you reached Carrie. I'm not here at the moment, but
I'm gonna leave her a message.
Leave a voicemail, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Carrie. This is Ryan Token. I was calling from Jayad Casting Agency. We are actually doing some casting for 60 Seconds of Love tonight, where we're doing some basic information gathering and a really unique, interesting exercise. I'm going to go ahead and try you again in 10 minutes or so. So when you see this number again, please answer. Thank you. All right. On to the next. Barley. This chick's name's Barley. Oh, and Barley has a twin sister. That was her unique fact. She said, I lived for 9 months with another fetus in a womb. She goes, in other words, I'm a twin. Oh, no.
I got to kick you.
Don't you dare.
He's going to do it.
What happened there was...
No numbers in chat, Jayad.
Yeah, God damn it.
I get confused. I was kicked. assholes.
Yeah, that was me.
I didn't mean to.
I did it because it's amusing to me.
What'd you do?
I kicked him.
Are you Phalanthax?
Yeah, I'm Fat Axe.
Fat Axe?
Yeah.
Don't call that number yet.
I don't even know.
A lovely clock is dinging that you guys hear constantly.
Shut that clock up.
I really wish I could.
Gosh.
Alright. You're gonna not let me back in? That's fucking stupid. Okay, it doesn't matter. I don't need the chat room. Okay, go ahead and call that number.
Yeah, Jed doesn't need it.
Nope. Now I'm going to track somebody down and slug them.
I don't know.
Good luck, sister.
What?
Never mind.
Let's add Tabashi. See if Tabashi wants to join. Mute.
Jesus.
Sad when you can't get me an answer for like 15
minutes. Your call
minutes.
Has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 414.
I'm so fucking angry at these bitches who don't answer their phones. How can you put your number out there and then just not answer it when strangers call? You think it's going to pop up as Jayad Talent Agency? For fuck's sake, answer. All right, got another number there. Ariel. She's a wildfire and a people person, she said. Whatever that means. Right now, she's burning through the fucking running through the hills of Northern California.
My bad for kicking you, Jiad, but you shouldn't use Mibbit.
Use what?
Mibbit, the web client. You should use a proper IRC client so that you don't disconnect when you get kicked.
Oh, I don't even know how to do that. You guys are actually... Hello. Is this Ariel? Is this Ariel? Yeah. Hi, Ariel.
Yeah.
This is Jiad Token. I am from the Jiad Talent Agency. You replied to an ad that we had posted. Are you familiar with what I was talking about? It was for game shows?
Yes.
Ah, okay, great. So it says here that you're interested in 60 Seconds to Love. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have an interesting kind of preliminary experimental round that we're doing with people. I was wondering if you had maybe 10, maybe 15 minutes?
Yes, I do.
Excellent. So basically what we're doing is I've been assigned as your personal observer. And
okay.
What I have, we're in a call center. There's about 20 of us right now. And some of us have females, some of us have males, and we're observing different people. And what we're doing is we're putting people on with people for a minute just to kind of see how they are and rate them against each other. So basically, what I want to do is put you on with somebody for 60 seconds. And then you basically will then, I will ask you a series of questions about that person.
Okay.
And then move on to the next. So we're going to probably go through 6 to 8 people. And all you got to do is basically talk to them for 60 seconds and answer my questions of how you feel about them. And then during the 60 seconds, I cannot intervene with the phone call. Because I am observing you and taking notes on you just like they have an observer going on them. Now, there is no right or wrong behavior, so I don't want you to feel any pressure. We just don't want to get a bunch of A personalities, nothing but A personalities on a show. We want a good mixture of people.
Okay.
Sound fun?
Sound fun, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me look at my system and see who's not. Look for a male that is not on right now with anybody. Okay, it looks like I got a Dr. Ken Kniff. Dr. Ken, are you there?
Hello.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and just say go, and then your time starts, and then just keep talking until I come back, okay? And start.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi, Ken, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. What was your name?
Ariel.
Ariel, that's a beautiful name. What do you do for a career?
I'm a beauty consultant.
Oh, I could definitely use some of that. Walking around, got my hair all wild and crazy, but the ladies don't seem to mind because they see that doctor title and everything else just kind of floats away.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so what do you do?
I'm actually a surgeon. They won't let me operate anymore. I guess I kind of just hand them tools and stuff now. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
It's hard. I went through all this schooling. Now they basically degraded me down to a nurse.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. No, it's mostly because of my excessive drinking, but I never thought that it would, have anything that would affect my job. I still got the steady hand. God damn it.
Oh, wow. Are you crying?
A little bit.
Don't cry.
Just because I assaulted one of my coworkers, I got a little bit of a temper because of the drinking. I fucking slapped him in the parking structure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't put up with shit. He was calling me and calling my phone, calling me names. I don't like motherfuckers to play on my phone, so I found him and I slapped him.
Ah.
And time. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect Ken. All right, he is disconnected. The first question I have is just it's general comments. So any kind of, you know, you can give 2-3 words of how you would describe him.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. He is depressed. He's mentally disturbed right now. He's Well,
that's fine. Those it can be, you know, one, or it can be 3 words. There's not a amount. The next 3 questions are you rate him 1 to 10, 1 being the lowest, 10 being the highest. Charm.
One.
Okay. Honesty.
10.
10? Yeah, that's definitely pretty honest. Humor.
Ten.
Okay. And if you had to estimate his penis size, what would you think it'd be?
Oh, wow. 7.
7. All right. Very good. All right. I'm going to go ahead and look for another guy. Let's see who's available. I have... Sloth Durr?
Yeah, my name is Ron.
Oh, I'm sorry, what is that?
Ron.
Oh, Ron, I'm sorry. Okay, and you guys may begin.
Yeah, like I said, my name's Ron.
Hi, Ron.
Hello. So...
How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty well. So what kind of things are you into, you know, sexually?
I like rough sex.
Yeah. I like big sweaty bitches.
I like to be choked. I like to be choked. I like to be beat. I like to be hit over the head with stuff. I just like it rough.
Are you black?
Out of that.
Are you black?
What? Hello?
Are you black? You sound black.
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. Are you into slave play at all?
Slave play?
Yeah, slave play.
Yeah, I can do that. I can handle that.
Yeah, I'll dress up in, old plantation owner clothing. And, you can dress up in rags.
And call you Massa.
Yeah, Massa. Say it like that.
Massa. Okay, Massa. Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, say Massa, please don't hit me, Massa.
Massa, please don't hit me, Massa.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly like that. I've actually got an erection right now. I'm probably going to masturbate after this call.
Just because I said that?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to nut all over my phone.
Oh, wow. So I'd probably make it even worse if I told you that I was related to Kunta Kinte?
Yeah, and if you'd let me shit on your chest, that would really seal the deal.
And that's the call. All right. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect Ron. Okay. If you had to use words to describe him, what would you say?
I would say weird.
Weird it is. All right. 1 to 10 questions again. Charm.
1.
1. Honesty?
And 2.
2? All right. Humor?
10.
You definitely are into humor. I can see that. And estimated penis size?
7.
All right. All right. Let's see who else we got. All right. It looks like we got... Kyle Lexington, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
Okay, and begin.
Hello. Hi, my name is Kyle. I'm a video game designer. I make video games. And a little thing about me is some of my greatest achievements are that I am actually a level 85 paladin on the World of Warcraft. I don't know if you've heard of that game, but it's a good game. And I've got my own video game series called The Clan Conspiracies Saga. And you get to play as a clan member, and you solve the mysteries of the government, such as why Obama is president. And it sold very well in Germany, so now I'm really, really rich. And I'm making a sequel now about the final days of Obama's presidentship and how he gets assassinated. I hope it'll sell even better in Iran due to the Hussein situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So do you do anything?
Yeah
probably will.
Okay.
Oh, that sounds really stupid. I'm really smart and I design games. You just sound black.
Oh, yeah, I'm black, but you know, you could be so smart you could be stupid too. Did you know that?
That's a paradox. That's not making sense. You can't have one thing that cancels the other out because it's a paradox.
And time. All right, I'm going to go ahead and disconnect Kyle. All right.
Okay.
What words would you use to describe him?
Big head.
A bigot? Did
cocky.
You say big?
Cocky.
Okay. Cocky. Okay. Charm, 1 through 10?
1.
Honesty, 1 through 10?
10.
10? Okay. And humor, 1 through 10?
1.
All right. Estimated penis size?
2.
2. All right. That's a lucky man there, huh? All right. Let's see who else we have available. Let's see. Looks like we have Preston Stevenson. Preston Stevenson?
Hey.
All right. Hi. And you guys may begin.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Sexy as always.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Where you work at?
I'm a beauty consultant.
I work at the corporate office at 7-Eleven.
Where?
Corporate office at 7-Eleven, the gas station.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you like it?
No.
Why?
Because they're all Muslim.
So that's why you don't like it?
Yeah, they pay me shitty.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's understandable then.
Yeah.
Why don't you have something else to do?
I play video games.
Well, why don't you find another job?
Are you trying to discriminate me?
No, I'm not.
You're talking about finding a job.
If you didn't like your job, why don't you find another one?
Why don't you quit telling me to go find another job?
Well, you said they treated you shitty, so if you're being treated shitty, why stick around?
Because I make good money, but I hate the Muslims.
And time.
Oh.
All right, let me go ahead and disconnect Preston. All right, words to describe him.
He is, he's a discriminator.
Discriminator.
Racist.
Right.
Racist or something.
Mentor. All right. 1 through 10, charm.
One.
You know, you haven't gone above 1 yet on any of these men for charm. Honesty.
One.
All right. Humor.
One.
And expected penis size. And may I remind you, I believe he is a white individual, so the average is probably somewhere around 5.5 to 6.
Yeah. I was getting ready to say 6.
All right. 6 inch. All right. Very good. All right. Let me see who next is available. Jordan Baker? Jordan Baker, are you there? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and connect you guys. And your time starts now.
Okay. Hello, Jordan.
Oh, hi. Who is this?
My name is Ariel.
Oh, hi, Ariel. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. What do you work as?
Where do I work?
Uh-huh.
I'm a beauty consultant from Macy's.
Oh, you're a beauty consultant? I work at, at a New York firm. Like, I'm the top boss. I'm a registered pedophile by the state of New York, so...
You're sick?
Yes. Hello?
You're sick.
I'm not sick.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Anybody that a child... pedophile, you're sick.
I'm not sick. Mm-hmm. I'm not sick.
And time. I'm going to go ahead and cut Jordan away. Jordan will say words for him.
Sick.
Sick. Okay. That kind of sums up that conversation. Charm?
Zero. One.
I can go one. We're still at one. You haven't met the man of your dreams yet, that's for sure. Honesty?
10. I give him 10.
Okay. Humor?
1.
And estimated penis size?
Messing with children?
Okay.
I'm going to say 7.
Conversation. Do you mind if I ask you your logic on that? He messed with children, so you thought 7-inch?
Yeah, I'm just guessing, really, because I was going to say very, very small, but then I don't know, because, I mean, that's just sick. Messing with children, that's just sick. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so maybe the number's just arbitrary, because there's probably no connection between penis size and sexual offenses. Okay. Sorry, that was a weird call, so I'm into it. All right. Let's see, who do we got available yet? We got Sticky Mike Spray. Sticky Spray? Sticky Mike?
Hello. Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
All right. Hey, what time starts now.
What's up, girl? What's up, Shorty?
Hey, how you doing?
This is your boy Sticky.
Oh, hey, Sticky.
Hey, what's up, man? So, might I ask, what you do for a living? What you do?
A beauty consultant.
So you must be beautiful then, girl, huh?
I am.
Damn. Aren't you gonna ask me what I do?
Yeah, what you do, Sticky?
Shit, you know what I do. I'm motherfucking, you know, living the life, man. About that life. I'm on the motherfucking block every day, you know. Shit.
Oh, low life.
You know what I'm spraying? No, you know, I ain't no low life, man. You know, I got a career headed. You know, I'm about to get this motherfucking, this rap shit out. You know, I'm an artist.
Why are you cursing?
I'm sorry. That's just the way I talk. I talk real, you know.
I'm
looking for like a down bitch, you know, a bitch that can get down with the thug.
Oh, that's not me, baby. I'm sorry. I'm not the one.
And time. Okay. If you had to describe Sticky Mike Spray, words, what would they be?
Thug.
Thug? All right.
Yep, so...
Charm.
One.
One? Honesty?
Honesty... two.
Two?
Yeah.
Yeah, humor.
Humor. I give him a 10.
10, okay. And estimated penis size.
Oh, probably a 9.
All right. All right, let's see who I got next. Let's see. And we got Jose Gonzalez. Jose?
Hello. How's it going, Hello? Man?
Okay, and your time starts now.
Hi, Jose.
Hey, man, how's it going? How's it going?
Hi.
Great.
Hi.
Well, let me tell you something a bit, something about myself. I'm a inventor. I just invented a bike, right? You know the episode on South Park that one bike, the one that has a dildo up your ass, and then the other one in your mouth? Have you ever seen that bike?
Never seen that bike. You invented that?
Yeah, I invented that.
Oh, okay. Sounds
pretty. And I might give it to you for free if you date me. Right now, okay. I even own a car that you have never, ever heard of. It's called your mom. Well, watch. This car will ride for 30 minutes or less to Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
Nope. I'm completely lost. Huh? Completely lost.
You lost?
Yes.
Well, don't worry. I could invent like a navigation system that probably it's going to be called a panty navigator.
You see? Oh.
And once I turn on the panty navigator, it's going to show me all the dirty panties there are around me. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Women are walking around you.
And time. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect Jose. Okay, how would you describe him with words?
A freak.
Freak, okay. And charm.
One.
Honesty.
10.
Okay. Humor?
Humor, 10.
Did you say 10?
10, uh-huh.
Okay. And estimated penis size?
8.
8 inch, okay. All right. Let's see. I think I got one, possibly two more people here. John Holman? Holman?
Hello?
Okay. Hello? All right. And you guys, time starts now.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi. Who are you?
I'm Ariel.
Oh, Ariel. What do you do?
I'm a beauty consultant.
I bet you are beautiful, girl.
What do you do?
I work at the corporate office for Pizza Hut. Social engineering.
Pizza Hut?
Yeah, I'm in the social engineering department. We work on trying to make people happier with their pizza. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You know, what gets you going? Gets it wet down in the sack, you know?
What gets me wet?
Yeah, what gets you wet? Besides water.
Why that question? You just met me.
Why the fuck not, bitch?
Huh?
I said, why the fuck not, bitch? Why can't I ask a question like that? What? What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at you.
What are you laughing at me for, bitch? You can't laugh at me. Look. I have this place, a trailer. I call it my fun house. Let's meet there. In the corner of 22nd and 8 Mile. Let's meet there. In the back, I got a sand pit. We can play a little beach fantasy.
Did maybe you play a trailer?
Yeah, and maybe you could be a mermaid.
No, it sounds really dirty.
Oh, man, it's sand, so we're going to get dirty.
And time.
Three.
Time. All right. I'm going to go ahead and disconnect John. Okay. Words on John.
Freak.
It's becoming more and more popular.
Yep.
Charm.
Charm is one.
One. Honesty.
Honesty, four.
All right. And humor.
Humor, 10.
10. All right. And the estimated penis size.
7. 7?
Okay. All right. I believe I have one more. Ryan St. Clair? Ryan, yeah, that's who it is. Ryan St. Clair? Yeah. All right, Ryan, you may go. Oh. Oh. Hello?
Hello, Ryan.
Who are you? What the fuck are you doing on my phone?
Because he fucking put me on the phone with your ass.
Quit playing games on my goddamn phone.
I'm not playing games on your goddamn phone.
Who is this?
It's Ariel. Can you hear?
Oh, Ariel. Okay. So what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a long grandmother dress.
You sound like a slut.
With some big panties on. I'm talking about some big ones, size 40.
Do you got some big flappy titties? I like the big flappy titties.
Yeah, they long. They go down to my knees.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm going to whore you out.
That's perfect?
That's right. I'm going to whore you out. Tell me so you're a whore. Size, tell me you're a dirty size, whore.
I'm not going to tell you that.
But that's what you are.
What are you?
You need to tell me that. Time.
I'm not
going to
say that.
Time. Okay. Let me disconnect Ryan. That guy's a little different. Word to describe Ryan.
Crazy.
I couldn't agree more. Charm.
One.
Honesty.
Three.
Humor.
10.
10. Okay. Estimated penis size?
2.
2. That's a pretty small penis. All right. I got just one more for you. I'm going to go ahead and patch you through. It's Kennedy. Kennedy? Yeah. Kennedy, you there?
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. And your time begins.
Hi, Kennedy.
Oh, fuck yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's wrong?
Ain't nothing wrong. Everything's all right.
Why you sound like that?
Goddamn. Why wouldn't I sound like this? Oh, fuck yeah. You wanna come over? I don't want to be messing with these guys too long on the phone. Maybe you come over and we just skip this shit.
No, that's a bad idea.
Don't be quiet. Don't be quiet. Come on.
I'm not quiet. I'm just trying to figure out what you're doing.
I'm spending my time. I just got out of the joint and shit.
You got out of the joint?
Did some time over in Alcatraz. Fuck yeah.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. Wanna come over and give me a hand? God damn. How about I come over there?
Yeah, you can come over here.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. I'll get that address.
Okay. All
right. Give me your phone number. I don't want this
and
asshole.
Time. All right. Oh, boy. So, how would you describe Kennedy?
Terrible.
Perfect. Charm?
One.
Honesty?
Five.
Humor.
10.
10. Okay. Estimated penis size. Five. Okay. Well, I think we're done for the night. Apparently, nobody charmed you. Your charm totals are one across the board. Your penis ranges range from 2 inch to 9 inch, and you seem to pretty much like humor over everything else. So, not bad. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and once this is all done, we tally up the scores. We start looking at basically the different compatibilities to put people together, and then we go ahead and move people into the next stage. So if you get moved to the next stage, we will be in contact.
Alrighty.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh my God, what the fuck was that all about?
Yeah, that was awesome. Hearing that at the end was
great. That was
a long one.
That was cool.
Nobody went for that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Whoever was pointing out that Alcatraz has been closed since the 70s, yes, I'm well past
that. I know. We need to say that every time, bro. Nobody knows Alcatraz is closed. I shit you not.
Michelle fucking believes it, and she lives in the same goddamn state.
Shit, I know. Hey, we should call Michelle and try to get her to do a game show.
She's pissed. I just looked at her Twitter. She is fucking going apeshit about something right now.
And I actually don't enjoy calling her during our show because she just hangs up every fucking time I try to call
her. It has been a long time since anybody's actually bothered to call her.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm about to look at Twitter right now.
Okay. So,
I think someone called her like 2 weeks ago.
Hey, the chat room's full, so I can't get in. Anybody want to see if Roy's available or if Carlito's back around? Because he jumped on last week because he wanted to play, but basically it didn't work out. It looks like the chat room's still
Roy
full.
Roy is here?
Yes.
Really? Carlito's not.
I see the chat room spiked up to 70 now, so he must have updated it a little bit.
Yeah.
I need workout fitness somehow. I don't see that she's mad, dude.
All right.
It's good customer relations. I just saw. It's on there. My skin is so dry. Lotion.
We're gonna call Andrea. Everybody
I'm single. I have lots of things I have to do. I do not need that god dude with me feeling ever.
Does everybody have some more ammo? Some new ideas.
I have more whiskey. It's good enough.
Yeah. I've got a lot of different ideas.
That's perfect. Who wants to go first this time?
Idea goose.
A sloth. Sloth does.
No, I don't.
You don't?
All right, seriously, I need a minute to think.
All right, Dr.
I've honestly been expecting. I've been expecting crazier ideas from you guys, like kindergarten racketing and shit. Or protection racket or something. Something crazier than what you guys are doing.
I like Lux's approach. Why don't we all promise one thing right now? We're going to take it up a notch. Every single person on the phone, no more. I don't know. What do you do? It's none of that. Just fucking weird. Just fucking go at it.
Here's an idea when we all go through that. When we get to the end, go, oh, wait a minute. I connected you to the wrong contestant line. That's for the other game show. I want to be a prison bitch or something like that. I got you out of the wrong guys. I don't know.
Okay, that's right. Good idea.
I'll go first. Let me get this shit.
Here's the number. There you go. And now all I need is about fucking 3 minutes to fucking tell her what's going on if she answers. Yeah. Knowing our luck, that's the two fucking calls we get tonight.
Yeah.
Roy says tell listeners to connect to irc.phonelosers.org.
Hello.
Hi, is this Andrea?
Yes, it is. May I just call him?
Yes, this is Ryan Token. I'm calling from Jiad Casting Agency. You had responded to a Craigslist ad that we had posted looking for game show contestants.
Yes.
Okay. Verify if this is correct. You are interested in the game show 60 Seconds to Love?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, what we're doing tonight is we kind of have an interesting experiment that we're kind of doing to kind of do like a preliminary round with different contestants. So it allows us to go through the mass of contestants to get it down to just the, you know, the handful that we need for the show. So what we're gonna, what we wanted to do, we actually have, there's still about 20-25 of us here at the call center. And what we're doing is each of us are managing a person. So I would be the person managing you, like I'm your observer. And then I would put you on the line with a couple of different guys for 60 seconds at a time and just see how you interact. And then after that's done, I would ask you a few questions, grading the gentleman. And then during the call, I would be kind of putting out my opinion and grading you on a point scale.
Okay.
Is this something that you have 10, 15 minutes to do?
Yes.
Oh, excellent, excellent. So you think you understand what we're doing here? It's just there's no right or wrong answer, so don't feel pressure. It's just a matter of, you know, we don't want to have a bunch of people with the same personality, so we got to make sure we understand personality so we can mix and match and make the show interesting.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, all right. one more thing. During these 60 seconds, I'm not allowed to intervene. All I can do is listen and observe. So if it's a great, nice guy, sorry, I got to cut you off after 60 seconds. If it's some guy you're not so much connecting with, just bear with it. It's only 60 seconds.
Okay.
All right. And let's see. We will begin with John Holman. John Holman, are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Okay. Oh, and, where's Craig? And your I feel guys like I'm is, 7 again.
And your guys' time starts now.
Hey, tell me something interesting about yourself.
Hi, John. Well,
I just said hi.
I love to act. Well, I'm getting into acting, and I'm into fashion.
You're into acting. All right, I got to get you to do something then. Give me your best moan, like, right now. Just, like, you're coming, and just give me that best moan right now. You're an actor, so you're an actress, whatever the fuck it is. I gotta grade you. Moan, goddammit. I have 60 seconds to get off.
No, you said you want to hear me say what, Hal?
I want to hear you moan, bitch.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Ooh, fuck, yeah. You like it rough like that?
No,
you like being called bitch? No. you like being...
That sounds like something
weird, though. What was that, bitch?
Yeah, tell me something interesting about you.
I'm into younger girls, like 7 or 8. But I fuck around with 21-year-olds sometimes.
And time. Okay, let me disconnect John, and then we'll start our questioning process. Okay, all these questions from contestant will be the same. So the first thing is, I just like 2 or 3 words describing how you feel about them. So okay. 2 to 3 words that how you feel about John. Or describe him.
I don't know. He's a young girl.
Well, 2 to 3 descriptive words really quick.
Disgusting.
Okay, that'll work. Disgusting. All right. The next 3 questions are basically answer 1 through 10, how you feel, 10 being good, 1 being not good. Charm.
I would say 2.
2? All right. Honesty?
About 7.
7. Humor.
I'm sorry?
Humor.
Humor.
How funny is he?
The 7, yeah.
7. All right. Then I have 2 more questions where you just have to give me quick, simple word responses. Estimated penis size, if you had to guess?
Probably about 5.
5. And do you think that what do you think the likeliness is, like a percentage, like 0% through 100%, that he's had homosexual relationships?
It's very slim. Like, maybe a two. I mean, about a two.
2%? 2% chance? All right. All right, let's go ahead and move on to their next contestant. Let's see who that is. Preston Stevenson. Preston Stevenson, are you available?
Yeah.
Okay, and your guys' time starts now.
Hey, sexy.
Hi, Preston. How are you?
Good.
You sound nice. What's on the doing? Phone. I like
to... Are you rubbing your vagina right now?
I'm sorry?
You rubbing your vagina right now?
I can't hear you.
Are you rubbing your vagina right now? Vagina? Are you rubbing it?
Oh, no. So, can you tell me something about yourself?
I want to come to your house and rape you.
Oh, well, yeah, no.
Why not?
Because I'm not into it, no.
You're not into it?
I have to get to you. No.
Oh, how am I supposed to be in a relationship with you if you're not into kinky sex?
I am, but that's a little bit too soon for me.
Too fun for you? What do you mean? You be tripping on me, Cole? You be tripping on me?
I guess you could say that.
Why you do that?
So you like it dirty, huh? That's how you like it. You're
such a bitch. You're such a bitch. You be tripping on me like that. Why you gotta be such a bitch?
You like toys?
I don't like fucking toys. I like girls, bitch.
Well, I like toys, so you can't be that kinky if you like toys.
And time. All right, let me disconnect Preston. Oh, boy. Words, how would you describe them? Two or three words.
I would say easy.
Easy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 1 through 10, charm?
3.
3? Honesty?
Out of a 7.
7? Humor?
1.
1. And estimated penis size?
4, 5.
4? Okay. And the percentage chance that you think he's had a homosexual encounter?
Maybe 3%.
Did you say 3?
Yes.
Okay. 3%. All right. Let's see who I have available next. All right. Let's see, I have Dr. Ken Kniff. Dr. Ken, are you there?
Yes, hello.
All right, and your guys' time starts now.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I guess I was told to tell you an interesting fact about me. Are they still listening on the line? Do you know?
Okay, I'm listening.
I'm saying, are the people monitoring still? Do you know? Are they still there?
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm not really a doctor. I just tell people I am so they will go with me to my little examining office in my basement. And, you know, I tell them, oh, you got no insurance? No problem. I'll help you out. I'm the house. And I grab my my chloroform rag and we go back to the house.
What type of woman do you like?
I guess anyone I could snatch off the street.
You said some type of what?
Any type. I could just snatch them off the street, take them back to my little dungeon. We do the touching. I rub the nipples and I say, oh, these are nice flapjack tits. Let me examine the beef curtains.
Also, what size breasts do you like?
I like the big ones. I like the big areolas, like fried egg size.
Okay.
And what did I see her baby in the background?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I thought I heard one. I was going to have to ask you to tell that kid to shut the fuck up.
No kids here, sweetheart. No.
Okay. And time. All right, disconnecting Dr. Ken, I guess, Dr. Ken. And words to describe him.
He seems like he's sweet.
Sweet, okay. Charm?
I would say 8.
8, okay. Honesty?
6.
6? Humor?
1. 1.
Estimated penis size?
6.
All right, and what percentage of chance do you think he's been in a homosexual act with another man?
1%.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the next one. How about Jordan Baker? Jordan Baker, are you available? Jordan Baker? Oh, I'm trying to connect him, but I think I'm either having issues or he might be tangled up and it's on another call. It's just not showing it. Jordan Baker. Okay, I'm going to move on to the next one. Kyle Lexington. Kyle Lexington?
Hello?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start you guys now.
Hey, so my name's Kyle, like you said. Well, my reason for being on the show is special circumstances. It's for publicity. Because in a couple years, I mean, even though I'm only 17 right now, in a couple years I'm going to be a celebrity. Because my dad, Leonard Lexington, is an astro engineer with NASA, and he's actually designing the first ever in outer space right now. So,
yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. His team is launching the Space Mix Station in January of this year, and then the Mix Shuttle will be finished in 2014, and it'll open in 2015. So, they want me on the show because my dad's going to be famous. I mean, first restaurant in space. Yeah, I'm only 17.
So what do you do for fun?
I like McDonald's. And I'm going to get to stay in the McDonald's space hotel. So okay. That's going to be really cool. Because McDonald's partnered with NASA and the Hilton. And that's happening in 2015.
I think you and your father are pretty close then.
Yeah, we are. That's why we get to do cool things. Like go to space from the McDonald's launch. Like I get to actually launch in the McDonald's, the Mix space station. I get to actually ride in it. The Space Mix station.
Awesome.
Yeah, but it's only for rich people. It's only for rich people, so, like, you can't go. So.
Oh, wow.
But I get to go, and you get to watch me on the news, because I'm rich and you're not.
Yeah. And time. Time. All right. So, what do you think of Kyle?
He seems a little shallow.
Shallow? Okay. Charm?
I'll say 7.
Shallow equals charming. I got it. Honesty?
1.
1, okay. Humor?
About 9.
9, all right. Estimated penis size?
Oh, probably 4.
4, okay. And percent of the chance that you believe that he's had a homosexual experience?
1%.
All right, let's see who we got next. All right. Let's see. We have Jose Agutierrez. Jose?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and start you guys' call now.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, nice to meet you.
Okay. So can you tell me something interesting about yourself?
Well, I'm a very, very, very important inventor. Like, for instance, I was the first one who ever invented the MP3 dildo.
Oh, well, I'm not interested in inventors. Can we change the subject?
No, but it's awesome. Like, you plug in to your computer, download all the music you like, and then once you turn on the... Tell me something about yourself.
Well, right now I have on no clothes.
Nice. Where are you bottom at?
I'm sorry?
You have no clothes?
Yeah, I have on no clothes. I'm sitting here naked. I'm feeling horny right now.
Yeah, me too. I got a big ass dick. I'm playing with my dick.
Really?
Mm-hmm. The whole entire 8 inches.
So what are you using? Are you using lotion? What are you using?
I use the pig fat.
Oh, yeah.
And time. Well, that was interesting. Oh, I was not aware you had no clothes on during this whole interview.
I'm lying.
Oh, okay. Well, his observer probably just got a score of 10 for honesty from you. Okay. Describe him with words.
He's fascinating.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. Charm.
I would say a 9.
9. Honesty?
Probably a 7.
7. Humor?
A 9.
9. Very good. Estimated penis size?
6. 5, 6.
All right. So his honesty score definitely affected that a little bit. He claimed he was 8. percentage of chance that you think he's had a homosexual experience?
1%.
Okay. All right, let's see. We got just a few more here. Sticky McSpray. Sticky McSpray, you there?
Hello. Yeah.
All right. And you guys, time starts now.
Hey, hi. How you doing? How you doing there?
I'm good.
That's good. That's a little bit.
Me a little bit. So, can you tell me something about yourself? Tell me something fun.
Well, a little bit something fun about myself is that I kind of have a job that is non-conventional. I'm actually... I don't know. Some people would call it kind of like a street pharmacist. Like, you know, I'm out here on the block, like serving up rocks and stuff like that, you know?
So what are the ladies like about you?
What are the ladies like about me? Well, you know, I'm a charming motherfucker. I got a nice hat with a feather in it. And, I mean, not to brag, but I'm pretty good in the sack, you know?
Oh, I'm like a bad boy. I like that.
Oh, definitely. I like a bad girl. Are you a bad girl?
Depends.
You know, I'm looking for like a bad bitch, you know?
Yeah, I guess I can get kinky in the bedroom a little bit.
Oh, you know, I mean, I like to give it to him hard, but then kiss him soft afterwards when my mama calls me.
Oh, you're not a mama's boy, are you?
Oh, no, definitely not. I just have to call my mom after every sexual experience that I have.
And why is that?
Because she wants to know about, you know, she wants to know about it. after I've had the just in case she gets any grandkids or anything. She wants to meet the lady of my the future mama baby, you know.
And this is every time?
Yeah, every time.
And time. All right. What do you think of Spray?
He's shy. A little shy.
Shy? Okay. Charm.
I would say a 9.
9. Okay. Honesty.
7.
7. All right. Humor?
Yeah.
No, it's a score.
Huh?
Humor.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
One.
Okay. Estimated penis size.
5. 5.
Percentage chance that...
The call dropped, everybody.
Hello?
Oh,
oh hello. Estimated penis size?
5.
Okay. I think the next one we're going to bring in is Kenneth Kenneth from Connecticut. So, Kenneth Kenneth, are you there?
I'm sorry, my phone got all messed up. Is that Mr. John? Mr. John?
Oh, yeah. Let's bring in Kenneth Kenneth.
Okay. Hello? Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
What's going on?
Not a goddamn thing.
Are you drunk?
Always drunk.
Oh, yeah,
I'm gonna go on the show with Silver Fluck. Hang on.
Yeah, I'm
supposed to be the one. Are you sick, Amy? Shut the fuck up for a second. Ma! Shut the fuck up! I'm on the phone. Alright, fuck.
What are you drinking?
Some fucking... I can't really
see.
My vision's all blurred. You want to come over?
Sure.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I thought you were coming already, but I mean, will it be okay with me coming over?
The only thing I have is this furry glove that I use. I mean, that's the only company I have. Fuck yeah. Maybe you come over. My mom will let you in, show you back to my room. And, you know, I might be able to lock it. Maybe she makes it.
Oh, you come to the door. I want you to come to the door and let me in.
Well, she can make us some meatloaf, too.
I have a surprise for you, so how about you come to the door for me?
What do you got? Fuck yeah.
You'll see. You'll be surprised. I'll come over in my little trench coat.
Fuck yeah, because I'm not wearing any clothes. My mom don't care. I walk around this place butt-ass naked all day.
Okay.
I got a keg in my room, so I never have to go out in the living room.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You have to lock it up, so we won't have no interruptions.
I don't have any locks. We'll have to push the dresser in front of it and shit.
Well, that's strong.
Ma! I got company coming over. Make the meatloaf! Alright, she's gonna start cooking that shit.
I am speaking to you, like she said.
I need something that needs to be fed. It's called my cock.
What is that? Talk to me.
And time. All right. Okay, so what did you think of Ken?
He sounds like laid back.
Laid back. Okay. Charm.
One.
A one? Okay. Honesty.
Maybe three.
Three? Humor.
Five.
Five. Estimated penis size?
Five.
Five. And what are the percentage of chances he had a homosexual experience with another man?
Maybe a 3%.
3% chance. All right. All right. Let's see who I got a bit available. Is there Ron Durr, are you available?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. All right. I'm going to go ahead and connect you guys. Your time starts now.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on?
Not too much. My name's Ron. I had a couple questions for you tonight, actually.
Okay, I'm listening.
All right, well, the first one is, do you know what a blumpkin is?
Yeah, I do.
You know what a blumpkin is? Could you tell me what it is? Describe it?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah, can you go ahead and describe a blumpkin for me? Tell me what it is, in your own words.
Can you say that one more time?
Yes. Tell me what a blumpkin is in your own words.
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, you said you know what a blumpkin is, so I expected you to tell me.
I misheard you, Dan.
Okay.
Tell me what it is.
A blumpkin is when I would go into, like, the bathroom, you know, it's say, like, a Denny's, and you would come with me, okay?
Okay.
And then I would sit down on the toilet, and I would move the shit out of my body, and you would perform oral sex on me while I did that.
That's different.
Does that sound like something you could get down with?
Yeah. I'm into trying things. Why not?
So you would definitely give me a blumpkin. What if I had really, really nasty diarrhea?
I mean, it depends. If I'm in the mood and I'm up for new things, then I can sit. Why not? What's the problem?
Wow, you're a real sick bitch. You know that?
That's for me, right?
Yeah, I mean, you're pretty fucked up. To be honest, I feel dirty even talking to you.
You said what now?
I feel dirty even talking to you.
Oh.
Yeah, you're seriously disgusting. I'm done. I'm done with this call. Yeah, bye.
I like it pretty.
Yeah,
I mean,
bye. You're a gross bitch. I'm done with this.
All right, time. Well, that was different. All right, and what did you think of Ron?
This is boring. It's boring.
Boring?
Yeah.
Okay. Charm.
None.
Honesty?
That is six.
Six? Okay. Humor?
One.
Estimated penis size?
Four.
Four. Okay. And percentage chance that he's been had another sexual encounter with a man?
Five.
Five, all right. 5%. All right, let me just look through here and see if we have... All right, we have... Let's see if Jordan Baker... Jordan Baker, are you available?
Hello.
All right, and your guys' time starts now.
Hi, Jordan.
Oh, hi, who is this?
This is Andrea.
Oh, Andrea, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I like partying so what do you do?
You said you like... Can you repeat that?
Like, what do you do after work?
Nothing. Just stay horny all the time.
Well,
I'm in love.
I'm sorry, but my mistake. I work at a New York firm. Like, I work for Baker and Associates. I'm the general manager. I'm the leading lawyer in there. I like partying out with lots of girls. Like, I try to ask them up and see if they want to go, like, party with me inside these strip clubs. Yeah. Help me.
That sounds fun. I mean, I like to work out. I like to see a guy flex. Do you exercise?
All right, and time. Okay, that was, I don't know what exactly happened there. Okay, how would you describe him? Words?
He, very weird, strange.
Weird it is. All right, charm.
Two.
Two? Honesty.
Four.
Humor?
One.
Penis size?
Four.
Percent of the chance that he's been a homo?
One.
1%. Okay. All right. I got another one for you. Brad Carter. Are you available, Brad? Hello? Brad Carter?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hello? Your time starts now.
Okay, let's just hurry up.
Hello?
How are you?
Hi, I'm Brad.
Can you tell me something about you that's interesting?
It's hard to hear you because I'm having problems here.
Can you hear me? Yourself?
Oh, you wouldn't believe it. I have remote control socks and they've gone crazy. And I'm trying to... I'm having problems. Can you call my mother? They won't stop.
Mother.
I can't take them off. What do I do? Oh, crap.
Hello?
He hung up, apparently. I am not sure what that was all about. Okay, well, let's just go through the formalities. How would you describe Brad? That's
humorous.
Humorous, okay. All right, charm.
Six.
All right, honesty.
Six.
Humor?
Yeah.
10? Okay. Estimated penis size?
5.
5? Okay. And percent of the chance that he's had a homosexual experience with another man?
1.
1%. Okay. All right. We got John Kaufman. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and your guys' time starts now.
Okay. How you doing? My name's John. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm looking for a husband.
You're looking for a husband? Wow, that's really fast. I mean, how close to Vegas are you?
I'm sorry?
How close to Vegas are you?
Pretty far.
I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good at sucking dick are you? I mean, just, you know, just as a side joke, just, you know, clear the and you didn't think that was funny?
I'm sorry?
Oh, God damn it. Oh, this is awkward now. I can't marry you. This is just so awkward.
Why? What's the problem?
Oh, I don't know. You want to meet in Vegas? We'll just, you know, we'll do it. YOLO.
Yeah. I'll meet up in Vegas.
I'll meet you there. You want to do next week? We'll meet there. You into public sex? You're just in public sex. You want to do it on the strip?
Oh, yeah.
How much am I going to have to pay per hour? I mean, this is the hooker hotline, right?
I don't know. What type of job do you
All right. I just want to put the tip in.
Oh, You just want to what?
I just want to put the tip in, just the tip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, what kind of job do you work for?
Oh, I'm a social engineer.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay. Yeah, what do you do? Obviously you're a hooker, because I called the hooker hotline, right?
Right, and a baker during the day.
You're a baker during the day, but you're a hooker at night?
Oh, yeah.
And time. Okay, and words to describe John?
He's a... outgoing.
Okay. And let's go through our scores then. Charm?
Five.
Honesty?
Five.
Humor?
Two.
Estimated penis size?
Six.
And a one. Okay. Let's see. All right. Looks like I got, well, maybe one more available of people you haven't spoken with yet. So let me see. Well, it's all right. His name. I don't quite know how to pronounce his name, but it's like, I think it's like Gutierre St. Clair. I don't care. I'll just say it and then see if he answers to it. Gutierre, are you there? Oh. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
And you guys, time starts now. Hello. Oh.
So, what do you do for a living?
Collect unemployment. Well, that ran out 6 years ago. So, I'm pretty much on Social Security now. And I also make sure I sell all my Vicodin and Noricos.
Yeah, I can't date nobody like you. Not my type. I can't take care of a man. A man has to take care of me.
I fought in World War II, you little bitch.
I don't care. Good for you for helping save USA, but I need a guy that can take care of me.
I used to fuck little whores like you in the mouth between me killing the fucking Germans.
Let's talk about the past. Let's talk about now. I want to hear about that. Tell me what you can do for me if I'm going to be with you.
I just told you I can fuck you in the whore mouth. Shut your whore mouth. Why not smoke my cock, you goddamn cock smoker?
Well, you're going to have to get out there and hold for me. I'm going to be your pimp. You understand me?
I didn't understand a word you said. You got to take the goddamn marbles out of your fucking cock smoker of yours and actually speak American.
Well, won't you come and get them? Won't you come and do that for me? I like a man to take control.
I will slap your tits right off
balls.
Your chest.
Did you lose your balls while you were serving?
You little cunt.
I
will slap your titties right off your chest. And I swear to God, if you want me to take control, I'll put a fucking collar on you.
Because honestly, I don't have much up chest, so I don't have any titties, so you wouldn't slap anything. You would slap my ass.
Somebody beat me to it, huh?
That's what you want to do. I mean, that's fine,
Do you like the sounds of waves?
Yeah.
Good, because I'm about to put you on a fucking boat and ship you back to Africa, you little cunt. That's enough of your little shit. You got...
I bet you that. You probably have
a
little
I'm stuffing
stuff in your house somewhere. Don't you?
I
like the little girls. You like to play with the little girls, don't you?
Ma'am?
Because that's all you can handle. That's all you can take. You can't take a real woman. Can't handle a real woman.
Andrea, I actually cut that call off just a second ago because I'm not sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. No, it's fine. I understand why you're mad. I cut it off because I'm mad. He shouldn't talk to you that way. I mean, there's being a weirdo and then there's just being hateful. So, all right, I guess I got to fucking put a grade on him so I can move on in the system. But so, words. Whose kids are talking back there?
That's my daughter.
Oh, okay. All right. Charm.
One.
One? Honesty.
One.
One. Humor?
One.
Penis size?
4, maybe.
All right. And percent of the chance he's had a homosexual experience?
Probably a 6.
6%. Okay. Well, I believe that's all I had for calls or for interviews. So if we could just do our little exit interview here. For promiscuous, I'm giving you, we're going through 1 through 10s here. I'm giving you an 8. You sound pretty promiscuous.
Okay.
General honesty, I know some of the times you were joking, but I'm going to give you a 2 for honesty. Main reason why is because you told one of the contestants you had no children, and you told me you did. So I'm just going to give you a 2 there. Charm. I thought you were very charming. You played the role well, so I'll definitely give you a 10 there. And humor. You definitely, even when you were facing uncomfortable situations, you still faced it. I'm giving you an 8. DTF. DTF, do you know what that means?
No.
Basically, it's down to fornicate or down to the F word people use. Giving you a 9. And willingness to roll with the punches, I'll give you a 7. And under about it category, I'll give you a 6. And I would like you to give me any comments, feedback, or anything else that you would like to put down on your profile. Like, why would you like to be picked? Why do you stand out? Things like that.
Because I'm unique, outgoing, and, like, it's fun. I love fun, and this is just all excitement to me, and then to be able to earn some extra money is even better, you know, who wouldn't? So I can use my extra money.
Okay. I didn't catch that last part, because it was your child talking in the background again?
No.
Okay, because I could hear something. Could you do me a favor real quick?
Uh-huh.
Could you tell your child to shut the fuck up?
You have to be quiet, honey.
No, I mean, that was pretty close. I need you to say, could you shut the fuck up?
Could you shut the fuck up?
Perfect. Thank you. So, willingness to tell people to shut the fuck up, you get a 10. Beautiful. All right. I'm going to go ahead and tally up your score. We'll compare it with the other ones. And if you make it to the next round, then we will be getting back to you shortly.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Have a good night.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Where's Enigmas?
I can't believe she did that. I actually, did I win the best score ever for getting somebody to tell their kid to shut the fuck up? I've never actually had somebody do that.
When high schoolers tossed me back on, all he did was remove the doctor off of my name, and I went for a second round, and she never knew the difference.
Yeah. And fucking Ice Cube spoke 3 different times. He spoke as the step-in host, the first guy, and then one of the last guys. Is there any way that these people absolutely think it's real?
They totally believe it.
Tell her to tell her kid to shut the fuck up. She said, no, there's no tickets.
She is a fucking black girl looking for some dick.
It's grieving. Holy shit.
I really am angry that I can't go in the fucking chat room. I want to be
There's quite a few people.
You can't go in the chat room. They like kicked off a bunch of people. I was trying to Yeah, they kicked off a bunch of people, so you could probably go in now.
Yeah, get ready and I'll kick another one.
Who said that?
Scat.
I was trying to tell you like earlier, like an hour ago, I tried to tell you that you could go in.
Who's
Scat?
Who said that?
Scat.
Oh.
Hey, it was Enigma. Get ready to connect. I'm gonna kill it.
Are you back though? You're in now?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Ooh.
All right. I gotta admit, Roy, that was a very
robotic sock.
Socks.
It got thrown back to me, and I wasn't ready to take the call. I was too busy fucking laughing at it.
Socks.
It's remote control. What do you call them? It's electric socks or something.
Robot.
Remote control cars. Robot.
Remote control socks, yeah.
They're out of control. The window's breaking. And Ram, I'm very confused on the format to your calls right now. It's pretty much to ramble out nonsense and confuse them, then go, help, help! Is that the punchline, or do you freak out in the middle of it? I can't tell.
He's okay, from doing calls with him, he's really weird, so he tries to be really weird, and it works for him.
Shut the fuck
like,
up.
Whatever works just to make him seem like the most...
Shut the fuck up.
No, he's just really strange. I don't know if he's pretending or not, though. I've done, like, 7 shows with him, and I can't tell yet. So...
Funny. Okay. All right.
Yeah, how many more are you gonna do till you're gonna leave? We're gonna do an after show.
Maybe one more of these.
All right. Give me one more, and.
All right.
I'll go.
This time let's crank it up, Roy. Go ahead and call in again when you're ready, because you fucking had me rolling. Let's really crank it up this time. What's that?
How can I do that? How do I crank it up? How is that even possible for me now?
Just
I can't think of anything better than that.
Which one was yours?
Crank your dick up, boy.
Space McStation.
You gotta get your dick on, boy.
I've got an idea.
All right. I half run out of ideas. I'm too busy fucking talking. I'm going to try to make my questions funnier, too.
Drop your dicks on, boys.
All right. Give me a number, goddammit.
All right. Looking for one. This is Krista. Krista doesn't answer. I got to backtrack through some of the other ones.
Okay.
We talked to Angela, I think. She was a plus-size mom. No, we didn't talk to her. We talked to Nikki.
Who were we talking
to? Yeah, I know. I'm looking at my fucking... my list. All right, let's try that one. You want to be a host, John? Or do you want me to roll with it still?
Sure.
Okay, you be the host.
All right. What's 60 seconds to love?
Yeah, 60 seconds to love. This girl's name is Krista.
All right.
And you just gotta give them the same kind of fucking spiel I did where you tell them you're playing the game and then at some point toss me on. I'll fucking come up with something.
Wait,
weird.
Roy, do you want to be the host?
Nah, I don't think I'd be good at that.
Yeah, you probably.
I think you're pretty good as a weirdo.
I only know how to be a weirdo thing.
You got the socks under control. Dude, when you bailed on the call, I was like in fucking tears almost, and then I had to compose myself, and the good thing is I guess I could be as weirded out as anybody, so I'm some dude who
I thought it was stupid.
I don't even know if it got funnier because as soon as he started saying that, like I was laughing so loud I couldn't hear the rest of the call. Like
stupid.
After he talked about his robotic socks.
Yeah.
And I like anything with sound effects. I think sound effects makes pranks great nowadays.
It won't.
That one's not worth it.
They're the future.
What number did I give you? Was it an 831? I know why, because I didn't put a fucking 1 on it, dude.
Well. what's her name again?
Krista. Mike.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. It's not available. At the tone.
Okay.
I got another one coming.
Alright.
Now we're just digging back in another shit, but... Alright, that's a good one. We talked to... Lorana. Not this one. Don't call that one. Hang up.
Okay, I won't.
Angela, we're going to call that.
Fun luck. Improv is where it's at.
Yeah, for reals.
What?
I don't think Graham's very good at improv, though, yet.
That's okay. All you got to do is be weird. Just be weird, man. Yeah. Tell her about your Lego collection.
I just drink and just let the shit fly.
I know. Yeah.
Dude, Graham, have some kind of a hobby like extreme ironing or something. Go underwater and iron and shit.
No,
I'm in the competitive masturbation league.
Yeah, for real.
I go around the U.S. I'm in the competitive masturbation circuit. We have competitions all over the place.
What's this chick's name, John?
It is Angela. This is the plus size model that didn't answer.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
Nothing.
There's your next one.
Hold on.
Fucking 5 minutes early. Fuck yeah.
Son
of a bitch. Let me tell you something, all right? That's what I gotta tell you.
Let me tell you something, Kenneth.
Drunk goose.
Not that drunk.
Drunk goose.
Drunk goose.
Cock suck, baby. Yeah, cock suck.
I'm in the hang up mood, so don't fuck with me right now.
Jose, I had to cut Jose off because they were about to have phone sex.
No. Same dubstep. D4, Enigma, you're getting into this. You're getting into this.
Hey, you reached Carrie. I'm not here at the moment, but please leave a voicemail and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
Got the next one.
At the tone, record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Boy, this is all you.
No, it's not. Sorry. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hey, bitch.
I'll be over in an hour.
Oh shit.
Look out your window and I will be there with my pants down.
Bring your Barbie back to you.
Daddy.
She sounded every bit of like 13.
I built a Lego representation of you.
I'm now shitting on it.
Hey, shut up.
You gotta give me a name.
Oh. Say, hey, bitch, you wanna be on my show? Bailey.
Hey, bitch. John Holman.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 414.
Bailey, that's a fat girl's name.
Alright, so we're gonna call this girl back.
Oh, we're calling Bailey back. What are you talking about?
Okay, go ahead and call her back. If not, we're gonna try Cheyenne again. She's the girl from last week that was expecting us to call.
The old whore who fucking loves the D.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 414.
What? Okay, Joe, you gotta give me a name, man.
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne.
You'd have to let her know that we're calling her back from last week. So you won't have to explain as much to her. She already played like three rounds.
Hey, Sloth, guess what I have?
A raging boner.
AIDS.
I had peanut butter crackers.
And AIDS.
And AIDS. Science. Boy, do it.
Science.
No.
I don't have the board thing hooked up.
Do it, goddammit.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
I don't know, man. We've been through all my fucking numbers.
Goodbye.
Oh, she doesn't
have... When he says science, you should have someone with a completely different voice echo it.
Let's all just say science together and see what happens.
Ready?
Science! I think it worked.
I don't know.
All right, try that number again, man.
Oh, it's a random, okay.
A random number?
From the phone book.
You're gonna see if whoever randomly answers the phone wants to talk to a bunch of dudes and some speed dating?
Yeah.
But they do.
Why
wouldn't
probably
I? Into that.
Yeah, all right.
It's that time of night. It's okay to be weird.
We're sorry.
You're
281398.
Shut up. He's calling Jose back. No.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's see. God damn it. I wanted more of these calls. I was looking forward to you hosting, too. We're calling the plus-size model again.
I'm too far away from my keyboard, so you can't hear me. Hello? Who was that, by the way, Jeff?
That was Cheyenne.
Oh, dirty bitch.
We'd already talked to her before.
I don't know what you said.
Trying her again.
Yeah. I don't know who I'm talking to.
Cheyenne.
Is that the 210?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Cheyenne? Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Who's this?
My name is John Holloman. I'm calling from the game show. Who is Cheyenne available?
No, this is Derek.
Derek, who are you? Why are you answering Cheyenne's phone?
No, this is my phone, sir.
No, it's not. Don't play stupid. I have Roy here from the corporate office. We're pretty sure that this is Cheyenne's phone.
We're looking
at the SIM card on this phone, and it looks like it is registered to a Cheyenne. Did you steal it? Did you, like, find this phone in a bar or something?
No, sir.
We can read that from here, and we can tell that something's wrong.
Yeah.
I think we need to call the authorities and find out what you've done with Cheyenne.
Cheyenne's right here next to me.
Okay, well, why don't you let us talk to her then? Maybe to verify she's okay.
Hey, that's funny. Okay, so this bitch wanted to play that game and she has a boyfriend.
She wanted the fucking D bad from Dr. Ken.
Yeah. call back and say, well, could you at least tell Cheyenne Dr. Ken picked her to be on the game show with her?
Let me just talk and tell her it's Dr. Ken and I need to talk to her real quick.
I'm struggling, everybody.
Hello?
I'm adding you pieces of shit.
Balls.
I know, balls. Roy, when are we going to have a meetup?
Never.
Tomorrow at Denny's.
I wouldn't meet up with Roy. That guy's, I don't know, he's trouble. I don't trust that guy.
I'm going to...
a different number, isn't it?
Roy, I'll
meet you at the rest area.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box.
I'll actually
that has
be
not
meeting
been
Roy in about 4 days, because right now I'm calling from my box that I climbed into today and shipped myself to him.
Hey, whoever's dialing, I just put a sandbag number in there, whoever wants to take it.
All right.
A sandbag.
Meet up at the Cracker Barrel.
If basically you don't know what's going on, you just call that number and say you saw the Craigslist ad.
Okay.
Be like, what's up?
I'm dialing again. Yeah, we'll do that.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 818.
They're a hooker. I don't care. They're a hooker. Who hung up on him?
It was right to voicemail.
That was me.
It
was about to say the number.
No, it was some gay guy in Vegas that was trying to get someone to pump him in a hotel.
And I just didn't want the number to go out.
I want to call a number like that as a 10-year-old.
Oh, cool. I get. Wait.
Everybody, let's give some luck some hookers.
Hey, I got some new numbers that just came
here's
in.
Here's one from Vegas, smoking hot Asian. We can have Lux call that one.
Yeah, do it.
Asians are sexy. That's what my friends tell me.
Text message. Oh, shit, I'm falling out of my chair.
Die.
Oh, shit.
Fall and die. Shut up,
Mac. I didn't text you, dude.
I can't move.
Good.
Yay, I got more numbers. I got more numbers, guys.
Give me a number.
I gotta look through my stuff. Back off.
Give me a number. I'm number monster.
Calm down. Don't be a
dick.
I got one. Ah, shit.
Her name is Colleen, and she wants to play 60 Seconds to Love.
I wish I was on Tiny Chow right now. You guys can see what...
Have Lux make that phone call real quick, and we'll call that Colleen bitch.
You know who... You know who Sloth and I are? We're the cookie monsters.
Hey, listen to this lady's ad. She says, hello, my name is Colleen... Colleen Kosher, and my number is blah, blah, blah. I'm interested in 60 Seconds to Love and the phone game show. Want to know something interesting? I am Irish. Grandmother born and raised in Ireland. I don't like potatoes. I can't eat chips fried if they are thin, crispy, basically taste like grease, not potatoes. Okay. That's an interesting fact. I love how people are retards.
You don't like... I'm going to delete that conversation. I don't even know what the fuck I said. I don't know what I...
Oh, dude, this is pink.
I don't know what I just typed. Text him back. I don't know what I said.
There you go, man.
Okay.
Hey, you're crazy.
My orange chicken is pink.
Don't give me Craigslist ads, by the way.
No, I'm not. This is Colleen. She wants to play 60 Seconds to Live.
Oh, no. Lux, call a hooker.
Put a hooker there. Let Lux talk to that bitch.
God damn it.
My mommy's asleep. My mommy's asleep.
She's hot.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Is this the hookers?
No.
No, but the internet said that you'll have
that lasted a while.
That was a short call.
That was awful.
I don't like to be called hookers, bitch.
That's not how you treat a hooker.
Yep.
Are you not supposed to call a hooker a hooker?
No, you're not supposed to call a hooker.
Yeah, first of all, they can't be just called hookers, because that's what they're trying to not to get arrested.
No. Fucking lady of the night.
Yep. Ask her if she'll be your mommy for the night.
God damn, no. We're done with that hooker.
You,
he just failed.
You touch my thingy?
Oh,
no,
my
thingy God.
Your
thingy?
If you pull it hard enough, will it pee on its own?
All right. Do I have to find Lux, the hooker?
No, this is it. This is the number I just gave you. This is Colleen, okay?
Jayad touched my private area.
What are we doing with Colleen?
60 seconds to love.
Oh, okay. Sorry, you guys. I'm going to get Lux, the hooker.
Hello, you've reached Colleen's cell phone. I can't take your call at the moment, so please leave your name, number, and a brief message, and I will be sure to get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press one for more options.
Hey, I got another one.
Shit. I shouldn't drink too much.
Is that what's going on here?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Can
there's
I go to a Stwit bar?
There's another one, and her name is Ashley, and she's from Detroit. Or actually, no, she ain't from Detroit, but she's...
Okay.
So you're going to be the drunken host.
What's your name?
Ashley.
Something tells me Ice Goose was made for that role tonight. It's definitely going to work out pretty well, I think.
Yes, I agree. Hookers are illegal. You can go eat shit. Ah, shit.
You can't do shit without your
balls. Fuck you guys. I fell on my chair earlier.
Please leave your message for...
That's not a legitimate name. I'm so done.
Alright, I got another one.
Who's your list?
It is one, Cindy. She's obsessed with coffee. We can offer her a coffee enema.
Hold on, I got a hooker for Lux.
Guys, I need to go.
No, you don't.
No. You tell your parents
I am.
No.
Okay.
I need to find more numbers.
This is
Bram, put your parents on the phone right now.
I don't know who my parents
are.
Hello?
Hi, Brianna.
Yes?
Hi, how you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I was wondering if asking for a threesome would be too much. I have my friend Lux Lexington here, and we're kind of interested in getting together with somebody.
Yes, I don't see couples, and you're breaking up really bad.
Oh, well, maybe you could just do him. He's my little brother. And, you know, I'm trying to get him to lose his virginity, and... his 18th birthday, so I'm just figuring, hey, why not? Aren't you him?
Hey.
Oh, shit. Do you want that?
She's not into her. All right, you want my number? You want to try one more of these fucking...
Yeah, let me give Ken's number a call.
Bullshit. Dr. Ken, I'm going to get you disbarred. Isn't that what happens to Doc?
I don't have
no,
a
No, that's
life,
lawyers, John.
I'm on hold. Oh, shit. I'm on the...
Bye-bye.
Who is this? Lux, you gotta jump in, bro. I can't be always doing your hooker business.
Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah, another date.
Hello, it's me, myself, and I. We're tied up at the moment.
You
don't want it. Eventually.
Speak to
what the fuck?
And, you know, I'm looking for some good times.
Cactus.
I don't really know.
Cactus.
So you touch my thing.
Nopales.
Nobody knows
nopales.
What that means, Jose. Nobody knows.
Cactus.
We'd like to sign up for a 24-some.
Fuck yeah.
Can me and 700 of my closest friends have an hour with you?
Dr. Kniff says that's perfectly legal and sanitary.
I got Snicker wrappers for everybody.
This is going to get the weirdest fucking voice.
I got a Snickers dick.
Get your hunger on. What's your fucking logo? I'm falling again.
When I'm fucking you, I'm gonna take some Skittles and drop them on your face, right. And you can taste the rainbow.
John, can you actually pull this one off or what?
Yeah, no, I can pull this one.
Okay, Hold on, this one is.
Yeah, you mean
Cindy? That's a 434, right? That I just gave you.
Yeah, I think so.
Cindy. She wants 60 seconds to love.
Cindy.
She's recently divorced and obsessed with coffee.
Jesus Christ.
Modertude.
What's your name again? Right, just type it.
Cindy.
Just type that shit. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is this Cindy?
Hey.
Hi, Cindy. My name is John Holland, and I'm calling from the corporate office. I understand you're interested in doing a game show?
Yeah.
Okay. We're calling for the second round of interviews. Are you available to do a couple more interviews, just to practice how you're going to be on the game show, just to make sure that you are the right candidate. That'd be okay?
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. First off, I haven't seen anything about you. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Cindy?
What the fuck? Why'd she hang up?
Oh, we'll call her right back.
She's a dirty whore.
Remember, she hasn't been on this show, so she doesn't know you're about to pass her to some dude, so you better share that with her.
Oh, so is it the first or second round?
Yeah, no, she's never been on.
Big plus.
Balls,
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 4348.
How did I scare her away?
When you called her a whore and said that you were drunk and wanted to bang her.
I don't remember doing that whatsoever.
All right, here's Jennifer.
No, let's call her back one more time.
Okay. I can't believe it was my phone. What did you
fucking bitch.
I swear, I said that he's going to make the contestant cry and hang up.
I don't remember that happening at all.
She cried after the call to her stuff. It happened.
Yeah, when you made fun of her for getting divorced, that was pretty rude.
Rough on him, man. I don't remember any of that shit.
Scream at her. Give me your social security number.
I don't need your health insurance ID number.
All your credit card numbers.
No, it was Michelle. That shit, I remember that.
To be on this game show, we'll need one major credit card number.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 4348251678.
Hi, Cindy. Unfortunately, we couldn't get a hold of you. We'll try to get a hold of you in a couple of hours, and have a good night.
Titties.
There's a number I put up there.
Thank you for checking your mind Skype.
There's a black hooker that doesn't do black guys that wants Lux's fucking 3-inch penis.
They do. It's a fact. Everyone does.
Thank you for fucking ejecting her from the conversation slot. My Skype was like, it lagged for a second there.
That will happen from time to time.
Yes, it will.
Her name's Diamond.
I'm not talking.
I will.
I like Diamonds in the Rough.
I'm just getting fucked.
So, keep that in mind, guys. If you guys ever want to get laid, it sounds like all you gotta do is pretend to be a game show.
You have reached the voicemail box of 41477.
Just keep being whatever guy it takes so you got the right guy to get the combination. For
don't hang up on the hooker slot.
Yeah,
they're
but
hookers.
It gives
they
out
don't
their
have
phone
feelings.
Number, man. I just I don't like putting numbers out on the air.
There are hookers. They don't have feelings. They don't have feelings.
Well, they have feelings. It's just they don't have souls, so it's
they're
appropriate for
people.
Us to
they're
disregard their feelings.
They have feelings the same way as an ant gets all crazy if you, like, start burning it with something hot.
Yeah, or if you stick your dick in it. Like, do you ever put your dick inside of an ant?
I really want to know where this goddamn meat will be.
Oh, right. John, what's his
this
person?
Is Jennifer. This is the last number I have to try to play the game show.
She's doing fucking Morse code.
Trying to text.
You know who you reached and what to do. Leave a message after the game.
What the
American
fuck
Idol.
That? Hey, bitch, I'm calling from 60 Seconds of Love. I'm gonna pump it 5 times and
pumping your mouth, that's what you get, bitch. Yeah.
While you're singing, you get the fuck in the mouth.
Yeah. I'm gonna pump
yeah, this
it
is
5 times and
we totally yeah. want you on yeah. American Idol.
Ken, you should definitely be, you should call it the Russian guy. Oh, you sound like you're hot ass. You sound like hot ass. You want me to pump your mouth.
Let me tell you something, okay, bitch? Let me tell you. I'll tell you good.
I told you very nice.
Let me tell you something, okay?
Oh, shut up.
Eat my ass.
That's about all I got. So, all
right.
The show was, there were some funny moments, but I'm as pumped up as I was, as awesome as I thought I was going to be, I was a little disappointed. I think one of the reasons why, fucking Hillcock was in here, man. That was some funny shit last week.
And because you're too damn hard on yourself, it was a good show.
I guess what it is I had 10 fucking numbers and we got 3 people to answer. I think that's what made me mostly mad.
Yeah,
but
the calls
yeah.
are long, so I mean, it's still content. Your shows are always good, but you always think that they're shit.
Yeah, they're shit.
You know, it's because I have such a negative outlook. So I'm going to go cut myself. And,
tonight on Madhouse, Jayat kills himself. One night only.
I'm going to go cut myself and be angry. And cry.
And
then
listen
then
to Linkin Park.
I'm going to make a MP3 dildo.
You know what was crazy? Is with her, she goes, yeah, no, I'm not really into that talk. I'm naked. She says right after that. I'm like, what? You're weird, bitch. MP3 dildo. No, there was definitely some good ones. You know why I like this? Because there's a lot of variety, and the audience really gets to... You know, it was an open invitation. Anybody could have jumped on and done some calls. So, it's like 10 pranks in one, but they fucking last 40 minutes too, so. Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and sign off, guys. It was a good show. Thank you.
Good show. Yeah.
next week, I still have, from all these ads that I placed, I still have a whole bunch of numbers for the show Animal Lovers. I'm willing to take requests on that. There's all kinds of angles I have. You know, we can bring back the electric monkeys again. Some other sound effects.
Jiggle, jiggle.
Animal Lovers, I'm also going to put out there as it was code for some bestiality fucking people.
Okay.
And then I also have something that's coming up in maybe 2 weeks. What do you think, Sloth? Me and you actually got to work on it. Like, we're going to actually have to spend some time on the game show, or the phone game show.
Yeah, whenever, dude. Just whenever I get some time.
Probably in the next week or two, then we're going to do that one, and that should be pretty good.
Yeah, that sounds like a reasonable time frame.
We've had some talks about it before, and it's pretty elaborate what we want to put together, I think. So it's either going to suck big time or going to be sweet.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, I'm going to sign off, guys. John, you rolling with an after show?
Always.
You have to let me on. I